Now, Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
There are grim statistics aplenty in the papers today. The Irish Examiner tells us that Irish road deaths are going in the wrong direction compared to the rest of the EU. Deaths fell by 10% across the continent, while they rose by 11% here. The Irish Times, in a report into suicides among Irish travellers, tells us that the suicide rate among travellers is six times that of the general population. And the Irish Independent notes that primary school children here can wait up to 10 years for dental treatment until almost they're leaving certs. In opinion pieces, Matt Cooper is urging caution on free government handouts, and Anne Harris is criticising some female politicians. In his column in the Irish Daily Mail, Matt Cooper is commenting on the government's decision to reintroduce school transport fees. He says this was in response to families getting free bus tickets and still driving their children to school. The service, he says, was a convenience rather than a necessity. The same idea applies to free medical care for children, according to Cooper. He reckons this leads to queues at doctors because parents bring their children along when they don't really need to. In her column in the Irish Times, Anne Harris says that the resignations of Nicola Sturgeon and Jacinta Ardern have reinforced the prejudice that women make weak leaders. She writes, "It does feminism no service if every time a woman politician or journalist encounters criticism, they plead frailty. Alas, sometimes," says Harris, "admitting to weakness is just weakness." Two stories of commemorations north and south of the border appear in the papers today, and their circumstances echo each other because they both feature splits. The front page of the Irish Examiner reports that the notorious Civil War massacre at Ballyseedy in Kerry will be commemorated on March the 5th, twice. One event will include relatives of those killed and will have no political speeches. The paper says that Sinn Féin have disagreed with this plan and have organised an event to take place a couple of hours earlier to be addressed by Mary Lou MacDonald. While in Belfast, the killing of two UDR men in February 1988 will also be commemorated twice, once by a religious service and then by a competing march held by the Orange Order, which fell out with the organisers of the religious service. The Belfast Telegraph quotes a source close to the religious service saying, "There's a strong possibility that bands will parade past family members as they lay wreaths and fall silent." And the Belfast Telegraph and the Irish Independent both have pieces on the stresses of parenting. In the Independent, Sinead Ryan says she rang her mother lately and asked her when she could stop worrying about her children. Her 85-year-old mother said she'd let her know. And in the Belfast Telegraph, comedian Sophie McCartney is interviewed about a new book she's written on being a mother. She says, "It's easier to get a child out of my body than it is to get them out of the house at 8:30 in the morning."